Yesterday we started the Rav Shimon. The nidain that Rav Shimon has done, and which we'll see today, the Arsameach, also is done with the shaila of a person who's mazik someone else by turning his food into an Isser Safik Dairais. That's not the way the Rav Shmuel in the sheets that I gave out starts his Safik. But the Iker that Legeya is this Shaila. If I take your food and I turn it into a Safik Dairais, is that or isn't that considered to be a Mazik that I'm paying for? Pashtas Asvara, if you asked me, I would tell you that, of course, you're chayiv. If I take your food, which you can eat, and I turn it into a Safik Dairaisa, now you can't eat it. I took something that was worth a certain amount of money, and I turned it into something that's worth zero. Let's say you have a pot of chicken soup, and I put in milk that's a Safik if it's bottled b'shishim or not. So now it's a Safik Dairaisa. You don't know if it's bottled b'shishim or not. Let's say it would be such a messias that it's absolutely a Safik. And you can't figure out if it's 60. I would think, Pashta Sasvara, that the person who did it is Chayiv. He turned somebody else's perfectly good food into something that's no good. The problem is the Gemara in Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis that we learned yesterday. Gemara in Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis talked about an animal whose shechita was questionable. There was a question if the Maisa shechita was a kosher shechita, and the Gemara says Tarfei Rav Paskin that it's treif, upatre l'uma milushalim, and he said that the shechit doesn't have to pay. So here the sheikh made a treif, and he's part of a pay. So Rashi said, because it's only a safik. He made it into a safik treifa, and a safik treifa, you're not allowed to eat it, safik derais l'chumra, but the sheikh doesn't have to pay because it's only a safik if he made a treif. There's taking Gemara. So it means the Gemara is saying the Feirish, that if I take your food and I make it into a safik treifa, then I'm potter from paying. So the question is, why should that be so? Why should it be that way? If I make your food into Issa Neveima, I have to pay. If I make your food into Issa Bas B'Cholav, I have to pay. If I make your food into an Issa of Chametz Rabbana, I have to pay. Why should it be if I make your food into Safik Issa, I don't have to pay? I lamaisa made your food inedible. You had food that was edible, and you made it inedible. This is the aside that Rav Shimon comes to answer. And Rav Shimon, as I started to say yesterday, has two hanachis, and from the two hanachis comes out his aside. The first hanacha, which we said yesterday, Rav Shimon names on that every Issa Dairaisa, anything which is awesome in Atayra, is any food that's awesome in Atayra is not food. It loses its din of a Meichel. Even though it looks like food, and in the Gashmistic world it's food. But Lomaisa, since the Halacha said that you're not allowed to eat it, it becomes food which is not edible. Or if it's also ba'anot, it becomes something which you can't have enough from. The Gemara says that if you mekadesh an isha with chametz on Pesach, she's not mekudeshes. Even though she might be an isha who's not from, and she eats chametz all the time on Pesach, and she normally spends money on it, and now you're giving it to her, you saved her a lot of money, it's worth something, and she enjoyed it, it's not mekudeshes. Why isn't it mekudeshes? He gave us something that for her is good. For her, I mean, it's not good for her, it's neshama, but it's something which she enjoyed eating. Why are you not married? Zavtrip Shimon Disisai. Because the Torah said it's not food. The Torah said it's worthless. The Torah said it's also chametz on Pesach lasa banah. That means that if you look at it and you think you could have anah from it, and you think you enjoy eating it, you're fooling yourself. If you would look at it with the eyes of halacha, you would see that it's not that way. That it's not food, and it's not anah. And that's the way halacha is eyes kapaskin. This is Reb Shimon's first yisaid. And his mechala between the Issa Deraisa and the Issa Derabbanan.
That,
what?
Stole food Michael.
If you steal Yisrael, no, you're potter. If you're Mazik Yisrael, no, you're potter. You don't have to pay, that's for sure. Whatever the explanation. If somebody has Yisrael, no, and you steal it from him, you don't have to pay. If your Yid has a warehouse full of chametz on Pesach, someone else burns it down, he doesn't have to pay for the chametz. Chametz is worth nothing. Like a bracha be a chametz before he sets his fire on fire. So it's worth nothing. What?
How is one over on having a noah of chametz on Pesach and it's not actually a noah?
Because that's what the Torah asked. And the Torah asked, if you eat nevela, we're saying it's not food. So you can say, but then it's, if you eat a boot, you're not chayef, right? If you eat, you have to only eat food. But that's what the Torah asked. The Torah asked eating these things which seem in the gashmiistic world to be food and which halacha is paskening it's not. And that's good for this satire. Now that's all by an issa deraisa, which is an issa chefza. When the Torah said nevela is aser, it's not food. When the Torah said that chametz is aser, it's ois meichel. In the eyes of Torah, that's not an eichel. An issa drabanon, however, Reb Shimon says, and this part of it is really a nesivus. Reb Shimon says every issa drabanon, or most isurim, generally isurim drabanons, are not an issa chefza. If the Rabbanon said that you're not allowed to eat whatever it is, bishul akum, that food of bishul akum, why are you not allowed to eat it? Not because the food is pogum. Why do you have to listen to the Rabbanon? Why do we have to listen to Gezeiros the Rabbanon? How do we know that? From? Huh? The Torah says, the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanon. If the Rabbanon acid, let's say, Bishalak, and you eat it, what are they, you over? You either eating something treif? No. You're either not listening to the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon said you're not allowed to eat it. And when you eat it, you're disobeying the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, don't eat it, and you're eating it. So when you eat an Issa Drabanan, it's not a Chesed Isur. That is food. It is food. Rabbanan can't make it ice food. The Rabbanan just said, don't eat it. It's what Reb Shimon calls an Issa HaKafta de Gavra, an Issa Gavra. That the Issa Gavra, the person, is not allowed to eat the food. But if it's an Issa Daraisa, then the food itself has changed. My Nafkamina. It's a whole list of Nafkaminas. He brings, first of all, if you're Mekadosh an Isha with an Issa Drabanan, she is Mekudeshes. There's some exceptions. But generally, if you're Mekadosh a woman with Issa Drabanan, let's say you have Yayin that a guy touched. So that's an Issa Drabanan. If you're Mekadosh an Isha with such wine, you'll be Mekudeshes. There aren't too many Isuri Hanad Rabbanon, but if you Makasha, when Issa Hanad Rabbanon, it should be Mekudeshes. Because there's no Issa Chefza. If she takes it and she enjoys it, it's worth something, then it's worth something. More, if in the store, we spoke yesterday, if someone in the store sells food that's Nevela, whether he sells it knowingly or not knowingly, if he sells Nevela, and later on he finds out it's Nevela, so now there's no question if people have it and bring it back, they get the money back. That's mekatos, that's for sure. What happens if the people ate it already? If someone sells nevela and the customer bought it and ate it and enjoyed it, now the customer wants his money back. You tell him, what do you mean? You paid for a steak, you enjoyed a steak. Shulchan Aruch, it says the following. It says, if the food was awesome in Atayra, and he ate it, you have to give him his money back. You have to refund his money. If it's an Issa Daraisa. If the food is an Issa Darabanan, then he does not get his money back. Logically, what's the difference? Without what we're saying today, what's the difference? If I sell someone food, he buys it, he eats it. So if you tell me I have to give him his money back, maybe I could hear it. Tell me I don't have to give his money back, I could also hear it. You tell me Issa Daraisa, he gets his money back. Issa Darabanan, he doesn't get his money back. Very hard to understand. To you and to me, there's very little difference between meat and milk and chicken and milk. One's a deraisa, one's a derabanan. What's the difference? To us, there's very small, there's no nafkamina. We don't eat both of them. Zakt the Nesivis, and Rav Shimon brings this aside. In Issa deraisa, the food is not food. When I sold you, it's like I sold you a steak that wasn't a steak. And when you ate it, it wasn't eating a steak. And in Mela, you get your money back. Because the chefza itself is not an eichel. Mashiach came in Issa Darabanan. The eichel I sold you was an eichel. It was an eichel, and you ate an eichel, and you got an eichel. It was an isser on it. But Lamaisi, you got what you paid for. And in Mela, you don't get your money back. Now this says in Rav Shimon, there's something he does not bring, the Nesivis Erz HaKnech. Very interesting Nesivis. The Nesivis has a chiddush that by an Issa Darabanan that you eat b'shaygeg, you don't need a kapara. If you arrive on Issa Darabanan b'shaygeg, so you don't need a kapara for that. You don't have to do tshuva for it. If you arrive on Issa Daraisa b'shaygeg, you have to do tshuva. Somebody goes out on Shabbos carrying in a place that's a Daraisa, so he has to do tshuva. If he goes out carrying in a place that's a Darabanan, he doesn't have to do tshuva. Hesber? What's the Hesber? Because by an Issa Daraisa, it's Be'etzem an Issa. The thing itself is an Aveira. You did the Aveira, you did it B'Shaygeg, so you need a smaller kapara than if you do it B'Meiz. But if you're over an Issa Darabanan B'Shaygeg, what did you do? What's the Aveira? Not listening to the Chachamim. Disobeying the Chachamim. I didn't disobey the Chachamim. The Chachamim said, I'm not allowed to eat Bishalakum. If I ate it and I didn't know it's Bishalakum, did I disobey the Chachamim? No. There's no Issa Chefza by the Rabbanim. The food itself is not an Issa Chefza. The Aveira is being disobedient to the Chazal. No, but let's say your father would tell you, I'm Akpid, I don't want you to eat apples. Let's say, well, Nemanda, I'll keep it out of have to listen. Not so bar, but let's say your father says, I don't want you eating apples. So, I'll assume you're Mechayiv to listen. So if you eat an apple, you're over on keep it out of. What happens if your father is 100 miles away? And he decides that I don't want my children eating apples. And you don't know about it, and you eat an apple. Are you over on Kibbut Aveim B'Shegeg? Is that chesor on Kibbut Aveim? Is it?
You're never told.
I was never told. So it's not pshat, I disobeyed my father B'Shegeg. I didn't disobey my father at all. And my father doesn't want me doing something, he doesn't tell me, and I do it, I didn't disobey him. Right? It's not that I'm over and disobeying him b'shaygeg. You're not disobeying someone if he doesn't tell you. The Siva says that anytime someone does an Issa Darabanan b'shaygeg, you don't need a kapara. Because of the fact that you didn't disobey the Chachamim. You didn't know the Chachamim don't want you to eat it. The Bechal didn't know. So you don't need a kapara for that. A chiddush atzum.
You always...
That's a question. Why isn't every single Durabanan a deraisa of Lais Asur?
There's no
chetzah b'chal, it's just Lais Asur, Lais Asur. The Shev Shmaitza, Shmaitza Aleph, Perak Aleph, talks about this. He's telling the Machlekes the Rambam and the Rambam. He says the Shita of Rambam is that every Durabanan is a deraisa. And the Rambam argues. But, what? No, but he holds it's that type of Isser which is still in Issa Gavra. It's a new package of Issurim. However we answer your question, the question is a good question. However we answer your question, the fact is that there's a difference in Issurim Darabonis and Daraisa. Right? Sub Darais Lachomis and Rav Lakula. Whatever falls under the category of Issa Darabonon is an Avera of Lysosur, and you're not over B'shaikik. Why every Durabana is not a deraisa? That's a good question. I always had the kasha on this nesivus. If so, let's say I see my friend eating an issur Durabana by mistake. Do I have to tell him? Do I have to stop him? Pashas, you have to stop him. Well, if you see someone doing an issur Durabana, you have to stop him. According to the Sivis, I'm not sure why I have to stop him. What Aveira is there? The Sivis' whole chap is that B'shoigeg, when you're not disobeying the Chacham, it's not an Aveira.
But the same thing, if you know somebody's father told him not to do something, you
have to tell him? No.
There is a tip on the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told him not to eat it for a certain reason.
The Rabbanan told the person, don't eat Bishalakim for a certain reason. Don't touch Muksa for a certain reason. Well, in the case, let's say, of Macholis Asuras, let's say a food that's also to eat Midrabanan. Mm-hmm. So, well, guys, because we're going to come on to other things. Let's say, Basa Oif B'chalav. You eat Basa B'chalav, you end up being Basa Behema B'chalav. He doesn't know it's Basa Oif B'chalav. Whatever reason, he doesn't know it's cocoa butter, or whatever the case is. Mm-hmm. Why do I have to tell him? It's not going to come to the Darais, because he doesn't even know he's doing it.
He's going to eat this thing again, maybe.
But if he knows it's Basar B'chalav, he wouldn't need it. He's just going to eat. Worse, I don't know if you're allowed to ask this question, but like the Nesivis, why can't I L'chatzchila give it to him? If I have a Sidra Abanan, so I can't eat it, I know it's a Sidra Abanan. Why can't I give it to my friend? I'll say, you know, I have a good sandwich. I won't tell him the chicken was cooked with the butter. And I say, it's delicious, you'll see. And why is Lufthay Iver? He's not Iver. According
to
the Nesivis.
Awesome,
but I'm not. But according to the Nesivis, the Avera is only disobeying the Chacham. But the Baltra Shimon and the Nesivis are saying there is no Issa Chefter. Even the Nesivis uses the Lashon, there's no Issa Chefter. There's no Issa on the Chayfetz. But the whole what we're saying now is there's no Lysosa if he doesn't know what's Lysosa with your Avera. Right? Lysosa is disobeying them. If they don't know that it's, if they don't know that it's disobeying the Chacham, they're not disobeying the Chacham. No? And that's the whole chap. You say it doesn't need kapara, b'shaygeg. Now you're not allowed to. I'm sure you're not allowed to. I don't know why not. Why, if I see someone doing an Issa D'Rabbanan, I don't know, this is an old kasha we always have in the Sivis. The Sivis of Shimon, you know, it's. I don't mean to be disrespectful to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says a Chiddush, so Rav Shimon says a Chiddush. But the Sivis is the Sivis, you know, it's in the Shulchan Aruch. It's picked in the Shulchan Aruch that a Drabbana B'Shaik doesn't need a Kapara.
Even though this is, still doesn't leave a mark on you?
If you don't need a Kapara, that means it doesn't leave a mark on you. According to his Hesber, I wasn't over anything. The food itself. It's perfectly good food. I'm just not allowed to disobey the tzibli chacham. I'm not disobeying them. Alright, so these kashas aside, what? The Sivis is here where it says in Shulchan Aruch, I don't remember this in Reish Lamed Beis, I think. It says in Shulchan Aruch about paying the difference in paying. The Anyway, getting back to the Iker. The Iker we're talking about is Rav Shimon Zisai, that an Issa Dereisa is an Issa Chefza. And therefore, if you're Mekadosh an Isha with it, she's not Mekudeshes. And therefore, if you buy it, you get your money back. And therefore, if you cook it on Yom Tif, it's considered an Aveira of cooking. And Issa Drabanan is not an Issa Chefza. Therefore, if you're Mekadosh an Isha, she is Mekudeshes. And therefore, if you buy it, you don't get your money back. And therefore, if you're cooking on Yom Tif, it's considered Eichel Nefesh, not Oiver and Aveira. This is all the chilik between Yisurim Deraisis and Yisurim Derabbanan. So Rav Shimon brings a number of Makairis as Rayas. Zok Rav Shimon. What about, and now we get to the second step. This is the first step. This is Deraisis, this is Cheftas, Derabbanan, and this is Gavra, and these chilik. What about if a Safik Deraisis? Is a Safik Deraisa, you're not allowed to eat a Safik Deraisa. Now, before I go any further, we have to chaz over Rav Shimon's Ikka Yisai. Safik Deraisa L'chumra, like Rav Shimon, is a Vada Yisa. It's a Vada Yisa. To me, it's a Dover Mestaber very much. Rav Shimon's Yisai is that if you go and eat a Safik Deraisa, there's no question that you're Iver and Aver. It's not a question, you are Iver and Aveira. Remember, Rav Shimon says that if a person eats a piece of Safik Nevela, and let's say knowingly, he takes a piece of Safik Nevela, and he says, let's take his chances. He eats it, he's hungry enough, he's willing to take his chances. And Lachamei Vesrim, he comes to Shemayim, and Kamishmaya Galia, he runs over to the Malach over there in Shemayim, who has the videos of Eichel Nezeh. And he says, let me see, was that Nevela? Wasn't it Nevela that I ate on that day? And the Malach tells him, it was not Nevela. So the person is relieved. He says, oh, Baruch Hashem, right? I took my chances and I won. So as Rav Shimon say, that he still needs a kapara, he's still over on Aveira. He wasn't over on Nevela, but he was over on the Isser of Safik Deraisa L'chumra. He ate Safik Deraisa, he not let eat Safik Deraisa. And he was definitely over on Safik Deraisa L'chumra. He wasn't over on Issa Nevela Taka, but he was over on the Aveira of Safik Deraisa L'chumra, which itself is something the Torah tells you not let it. The Torah tells you where it says in the Torah Safik Deraisa L'chumra, I'm not sure. I don't think the Gemara brings a pasuk for it. But wherever it comes from, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he told us, Safik Deraisa L'chumra, which you're not allowed to be over, and it says Safik Deraisa. So I was over on that Safik, Moshe Rabbeinu of the Torah. So Safik Deraisa L'chumra is a Vada Yisr. That's Rav Shimon's Hanocha. Rav Shimon's question is Safik Deraisa in a Sechefza, like all other Deraises? Or is it an Issa Gavra, like all the Rabbanans, like most of the Rabbanans? That's the suffix in the Shariyasha, Perek Yud, Gibra Masl Ha'ayla. He says, Ha'ayla Lon, that this is the Raisis, it's a Cheftus, the Rabbanan is not. What about suffix the Raisis Al-Khumra? If somebody is over a suffix the Raisis Al-Khumra, is that a suffix? Is that an Issa Cheftus or is that an Issa Gavra? And Rav Shimon holds that. Well, how would you figure this out? What? If it's a deraisa, why is it not an Issa Gavra? Okay, we'll have to explain. Let's explain Svara. Now, just if I wanted to prove it, what would I do? I should what?
Analyze by the
Nafkamina. Right. The way to check is to take out the Shulchan Aruch and look up the Nafkaminas. If you Mekadosh an Isha with something that's a Safik Issa Deraisa. Is she Mekudeshes or she's not Mekudeshes? Or if you sell somebody in a store, you sell Safik Deraisa. Somebody has meat and it's a Safik Shechita and he sells it anyway. The person eats it, does he get his money back? If we can find this Psak in Halacha, we'll know the din. So if Shimon brings a Shach in Yeridei of Siman Kuf Yotes, he says the Shach Paskins that if you sell someone Safik Deraisa they can eat, and the person eats it, that he's not entitled to his money back. He does not get his money back. Zetmin, klar, sefer shimin, that a suffik is a deraisa, is not an issa chefza. You can't say the chefetz is aser, that's a suffik. It's issa gavra. Svara is, the Rabbi Shalom told me you're not allowed to take chances. But in issa deraisa, you're not allowed to take any chances. That's what the Rabbi Shalom told me. He didn't make it into an issa chefza. The Chachmas HaTorah is to tell the person that you are not allowed to take chances with Safik Daraisa. If it's Roy, you say Mechav Roy. If it's a Chazaka, you say Mechav Chazaka. If it's a Safik, if it's a 50-50 Safik, then that Safik Daraisa L'chumra, the Torah said you're not allowed to do it. That Surah Sa'aveira is an Aveira on the Gavra. The person is not allowed to take a chance. This is Reb Shimon's second Yisayid, that if you have a Kaddish and Isha, he holds with a Safik is a Daraisa, that she'll be Mekudeshes. And if you buy Safik Issa Daraisa, you don't get your money back. And if you cook Safik Issa Daraisa on Yantif, you're not over on Bishul B'Yantif. Because it's not a Heftza of Samam Aves. It's something that Rabbi Yishalom told you don't do. But the object itself is not changed.
Why isn't it totally
it's true. It's definitely true that the Rambam Shita is the Safik Daraisa L'chumra is only in Lavan. And on that side, Reb Shimon would have no Safik. If Yod Safik Daraisa L'chumra is only in Darabanan, then certainly it's not more than every Darabanan. It's only in a Sagan. Reb Shimon's Chiddush is even like Rav Rishai. All that Safik Daraisa L'chumra is in Isser Torah, still, even then, he holds it's not in a Sechef, it's only in a Sagan. That's the Chiddush that Reb Shimon is. That what? No, all the Paiskim passed in Safik Daraisa L'chumra Min HaTorah. Except, there are certain Sfadish Paiskim that hold not that way. There are some who hold, like this, it's a Rambam Shita, but all our Paiskim, the Sma, the Shach, the Taz, the Chavram, we all name on the Safik Daraisa L'chumra Min HaTorah. I would think there's a difference. Rav Shimon doesn't say any difference. I would have thought, not because of Kinley. See, your kids say Kinley only by Mominus, not by Yisirin. When you come down to it, I would think that there should be such a chilek, but he that Rav Shimon does not mechal. Bishach talks about Safik Yisirin. I don't think he's still in that specific case. He's got to check. At any rate, these are Reb Shimon's Yisaidis. A, that Issa Deraisa is Issa Chefza, Issa Gavra is Issa Akakafta de Gavra. Issa Drabana is Akakafta de Gavra. And B, that Safik Deraisa L'chumra is Avada Yisr, but the Tzuresa Yisr is not that the object is Asr, but that the person is not allowed to take a chance. Zok Reb Shimon, first let's talk about the Tzadik Tesami days. In Daf Tzadik Tesamid Beis, you have a sheichet who came in and said that the shechita was a suffix shechita. And Rav paskined tarfei, you're not allowed to eat the food. But upatrei milashalim, he said you don't have to pay. So we asked the kasha, why don't you have to pay? But maisa, you took food, which was good, and you made it into suffik isser, which is no good. You made it into something that a person can't eat. Zaktub Shimon. That when something is in isser daraisa, you change the food. You have to pay, you are mishana the food. You took something that's meat, and you made it into sam hamodas, you made it into a boot. Then you have to pay. By suffik daraisa, the food is still food. The meat is still meat. Why can't you eat it? You can't eat it because you have your cheshbin that you have to listen to this tzava that you have for Moshe Rabbeinu not to eat suffik daraisa. But I'm not being mazik the guf hadavar. The guf hadavar is a suffik if I was mazik. Maybe I was. Maybe it's nevela. Maybe it's not nevela. In the guf hadavar, it's a suffik. In your halacha l'maisas, you have a bezunder chesh, but why you can't eat it? But it's not in the thing itself. And since it's not in the thing itself, I don't have to pay you. I'm a supik. Was I mishana this mead into neveh? I'm not sure. Therefore, I don't have to pay. Zok Rav Shimon, every time you turn someone's food into suffik isa d'raisa, you don't have to pay, because lamaisa, you're not sure if you changed the cheftza of the thing. A person can't eat it, because he has a chiyuv not to eat it. And a chiyuv akakachta d'gavri is not to take chances. So he can't take a chance. But I don't have to pay because you can't take a chance. It's a suffik. If I would take your meat, and it's a suffik if I made it into poison. So you're not going to eat it because you don't want to take a chance. It might be poison. But I don't have to pay. It's possible I didn't do anything. It's possible there's no poison here. Zakrev Shimon, that's the pshat in the Gemara that's how to test on the base. And that's why, halacha l'maisa, Rav Shimon holds, anytime you make someone's thing into a suffik d'oraisa, you're off the hook. You don't have to pay. Akan, this is Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon brings Kedarka and many other sugyas that he explains with these yisaidis, but that's the way he explains the din of Suffolk Beres. Coming back to our Gemara, Zok Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon plugs this in more than one way, but by Medama. What's the case of Medama? Rashi says you mixed Chulin v'Truma. Zok Rav Shimon. Let's say you have 10 apples of truma and 10 apples of chulin, and I mix the two. Rav Shimon says I'm potter. Why am I potter? Why am I potter? Because you can pick an apple. Why can't you eat an apple? If you pick one apple out of the mixture and you're Yisrael, why can't you eat it? Why can't you eat it? Because your mesupik, is this an apple of chulin or an apple of truma? It's your suffik. Could be suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. It's your suffik. I don't have to pay for that. I don't have to pay for causing you to be mesupik. Huh? It's everyone's suffik. But the hefset is because you're mesupik, because there's a suffik.
Nobody can eat it.
So the whole world is mesupik. So I don't have to pay because I didn't change the apple. It's the same apple that it was yesterday. It's today. I just change where it's standing. If I would take labels off, you would have in the Shkita house, the Shecht, at the end of the day, they have, nowadays they get about 40% kosher, 33% kosher. So the Shecht had 100 animals, they got 33 kosher animals and 67 trefa ones, and each one has a label on it. Someone goes into the Shkita house, he rips off all the labels. You can't tell which are kosher and which are trefa. So we're going to have to go with trefa. You'll be potter from paying. You didn't change the food. Whatever was kosher yesterday is kosher today. You just can't recognize it. So, Rav Shimon, you'd be potter. Because all you did was create a suffik d'oraisa. That's a grama. It's not a mazik. Our Gemara says, Medama is chayiv, is only talking in a case where I take a ruin the food. Let's say I take wine of truma and wine of chulin, and I pour them both into the same barrel. Now the chulin is ruined. The reason you're not allowed to drink any mashu is because it has a mashu of truma vaday in it. That's not a suffik. In a case where I ruin it, that's the Gemara's case of medama. And the Gemara says medama, it has to be I ruined it. But if I didn't ruin it, I just created a suffik. So to Shimon, I created a suffik that I saw chumra. It's not more than a grama, and I'm part of him paying. When a Rav passes something, that's a shalak gami. It's like if a shulchan tells you that a coin is a good coin and it's not, that's gami, that's not grama. That's a bari azeg. And the head of the dying. So you want to know why is that gami and this not gami? Okay. The question, but it's not. The klolim of Gorma Gami are complicated. But Lamaisa, this is Rav Shimon's Yaitzim Edvarov.
Is he arguing for Shulzah?
It's interesting, Rosh Chodesh Zalman, I saw now, at the end of his piece, he has in parentheses to look in the Shari Yashu. He writes, Rosh Chodesh Zalman assumed that our Gemara is talking apples and apples too. And he said, Yol Sochayim, and he said, he asked why. In parentheses, at the end, it says to look in Shari Yashu, Shar Aleph Perek Tes. And it's true that he has the Kash in Perek Tes, but he answers it in Perek Yud. What I'm telling you now, it's in Perek Yud in the Shari Yashu. So Shinuman's Madame is only either Lach Balach or Yabesh Bi Yabesh in a way, let's say it would be flour and flour, in a way that would ruin it, that would make it not usable. Beans and beans, something that would make it not usable. Adkan, this is the Rav Shimon. It's like a Shmaka Rav Shimon. It's a Chiddush Gadol LaHalacha, which Rav Shimon says, not my Chiddush, it's a Gemara Daf Tzadik Tes. If you mazik someone by making something a Sefer Derais LaChumra, you may not have to pay. Menasech has to be... So he comes back to try to answer the Shutfim case of Menasech. And... he comes back to answer the case of Menasseh by Shutfim. I want to put it off to answer it. He comes back to answer it. I think, I'm not sure if Rav Shmuel brings down the way he answers it. It's something complicated. And when we learn Hezek Sheni Nikar, if I remember, I'll come back to explain it. So I have to explain Hezek Sheni Nikar to explain how he answered it. The Arsameach, in the piece which Rav Shmuel brings, holds exactly that total opposite of Rav Shimon. Everything Rav Shimon says you can't say, I can say everything. He doesn't go through all the problems. But you say, the Rav Shimon says is not true, the Arsameach says is true. The Arsameach says that if you take someone else's food and turn it into something deraisa, yachayim. You have to pay. That's for sure. I, the Gemara and Tzadik Tes, will try to explain. But there are Sameach says that it's not, that if you take somebody's issa deraisa, you take someone's chulin rather, and you turn it into something deraisa, yachayim. Which is the more logical thing, bashkafer ishayna. You took something a person had that's perfectly good, and you made it tzavik deraisa. Yechayim. There's one interesting raya at the end of the piece. There's an interesting raya. It says Chazal made a gzeira that even like the Madiyamah, Hezek Shein Nikar is pater min atayra. It's machloikis in Gittin. If Hezek Shein Nikar is min atayra is pater. There's a Madiyama there who holds that Hezek Sheni Nikar is Pater, in a Torah. But the Rabbanan said, what's Hezek Sheni Nikar? You're Matame someone's things. The Rabbanan said you have to pay anyway if you do it B'mezid. Why? What's the reason? Why do you have to pay if you do a Hezek Sheni Nikar to someone? So the Gemara there in Gittin says, Shalaya kol echad haylech umafsid chaveiroi. If not, if I'm angry at someone, I could go be metame all his chulin, or be madama all his things, and I'll be off the hook. So Chazal made a gzeira, so a rasha shouldn't run around be metame someone's things. So the Chazal said, if you do it, you have to pay. The Sameach asks, if you hold something to Eirai, so you don't have to pay for it, so you can still run around and make all your friends' things into something to Eirai. Take something to them. And you can make all these things into suffix deraisa, and then you won't have to pay. It could be it's not so shchiach to find suffix deraisa, or it could be people are not such bekiyim to know that if you do it with suffix deraisa, you're potter. But the Sameach is that as a PS, as a kasha at the end. Anyway, the Sameach side is if you mazik someone with suffix deraisa, you have to pay. I watch there. The Gemara on Tzadik Tes on the Tzadik. Rav patted him. Tzadik Tes on Rav patted him. So the Arsameach answers that Gemara is different. Why is that Gemara different? So Sameach says that be'etzem, when you're menabel someone's animal, it's really a hezek shevim nikar. If you do a shechita and you're not sure if the shechita was a good shechita or not, this animal might be nevela, might be shechita. It's hard to tell. It's a hezek shevim nikar. A shechted animal that was shechted right, an animal that was shechted wrong, assuming they're both shechted at the throat, just the shaylis and the oifen hashchita, that's a hezek shevim nikar. That's a hezek that you can't see on the animal. Zotar Sameach, the halachi is hezek shevim nikar b'meizid yachayiv b'shoigeg yapater. That's the way we pass into Mishnah. Hezek shevim nikar. If you do it b'beizid, you're chayiv. If you're mitame your friend's things, you're chayiv. If you do it b'shoigeg, you're potter. The story on Daf Tzadik Tes Amud Beis, where Rav, they brought this meat in front of Rav, the sheikhet was a shoigeg. He tried to do a good shechita, and he was a mesupik if it was a good shechita or not. He was a shoigeg. That's why he's potter there, because that's a hezek shevim nikar. Hezek shevim nikar, b'shoigeg is potter. It's not because, like Rav Shimon says, some of the rascal chumri you don't have to pay. It's because it says a shenim nikar b'shaygeg yapata. But the klal is some of the rascal chumra pasnet dar sameach. You are chayiv to pay. You do have to pay. It comes out an interesting thing that we have to come dar sameach and Rav Shimon are all the 20th century. I don't know a maramakim for Safik Deraisa. If you make someone's food in Safik Deraisa, you have to pay on that before them. It's a machlaikis there. Sameach says that you're chayiv. And the Rav Shimon says you're potter. If you make someone else's food into Safik Deraisa l'chumra, Rav Shimon says the preferish of Gemara. And our Sameach says, no, that Gemara is a different story. And Pashto, Safik Deraisa, you do have to pay to turn someone's food into Safik Deraisa. So that's the bottom line on this shayla of Safik Deraisa. Obviously, our Sameach learn medama is even if you mix 10 apples and 10 apples, as long as you do be a dayim and you mix it, that would be a bari hezek. You're causing a hezek, and the maisa, you're making it into Safik Deraisa. So this is the machlokes between our Sameach and Shimon. And I'm not sure if Rav Sameach may be masking to all the yisaitis of Rav Shimon, just the whole halacha lemaisa, mazik pays because he made it worth less. Lavdavka, Rav Sameach argues with all of the yisaitis that Rav Shimon uses to build it up. It could be his mazik to the yisaitis. But he says, bottom line, he took food that had a value, but made himself a deraisa, he made it have less value. Even though it's Yisak HaKafta Negavra, but Lamaisa, you can't sell it in the marketplace. So, at any rate, this is the machlokes between the Sameach and the and him. And he has a Sheinik of a Sheinik, the potter. That's not even a machlokes. Machlokes, why? But his Sheinik Nikar is only Chayav Benezid, and it's potter b'Sheinik.
So, if I think it's Sheinik,
he'd be potter. Right. Down at the top. Okay, getting back to the Gemara. Where are we holding? Rabbi Shia, seven lines in the bottom. So Rabbi Shia has 24 and Rav Shia has 24, Rav Chiya has 11. He has 13. So Rav Shia, my tamil oitani hani, or just the opposite. Rav Shia has 13, Rav Chiya has 24. Rav Shia, my tamil oitani hani, why didn't he add these 11? So the Gemara, but Mamayna kamayri, b'knosa loy kamayri. The 11 that were added are all knosas. But he wasn't counting knosas, he was counting mamma. He's not arguing about locha. He just was counting mamma and he's counting knosas. In fact, the Gemara, Ganav and Gazlan, the Mamainahu, listening. What about Ganav and Gazlan? That's Mammon. But Ganav has to pay back. That's not Knas. That's Ikadin. That's Mammon. If you made that you stole, you still have to pay back. So the Gemara, Kitani Lei Shemechinam VeHashayel. What does that mean? What does it mean? Hokitani Lei Shemechinam VeHashayel. So Rashi says, what does it mean? Kitani Lei Shemechinam VeHashayel. Hasam Nami Shayach Geneva. How's a Shayach that a Shemechinam should become a Ganif? So Rashi, Kagan Shetan, Shenignif Himenu, Vahari Ubi Adai. I mean, the Perek Meruba, Tain Tainis Ganif, Kiganif, Tain Tainis Gazman, Kigan. So Rashi brings that Tain Tainis Ganif, Kiganif, what does that mean? The Shomer, Tainis, it was stolen from me, he has a Ding Ganif, he has to pay Kaifa. So you give something to a Shomer to watch, you claim it, he says it was stolen from me, and then it comes out he's a liar. So Tain Tainis Ganif, Kiganif, he has to pay Kaifa, just like a Ganif. So Mimela, you have a case of Shomer Chimam, which has the din of Tony Tannis kind of Kiganim, so you have a case of that. So Rashi, Hodinokin Hocha Bahashayo, Lav Dafka. Yema says a Chiddush. Hodinokin Hocha Bahashayo, Lav Dafka, Lavish Kachesbei, the Nifter, Lavi Tony Tannis Ganim, Lavi Tannis Gazlin, Shayo Chai Bakulai. So Rashi, Shayo, you can't have Tony Tannis Ganim. How do you have Tony Tannis Ganim by a Shayo? If he says it was stolen, he's Chayiv. There's no echitimtz of Tain Tainis Ganiv by Yishayel, because Yishayel is Chayiv on Tain Tainis Ganiv. This isn't Drash. L'chayra, you could have a case of Tain Tainis Ganiv by Yishayel, and that is if. When is Yishayel Potter? By Levimai. Let's say I borrow something, it's by Levimai. Now, can I keep it because it was by Levimai? No, of course not. I have to give it back. So it's by Levimai, and I tell you it was stolen, and I'm parted by Levimai. And then later on it comes out that I'm lying, so I'm a tiny, tiny Ganif. I tiny, tiny Ganif to pater myself. So I should have to pay kaifa. L'chayra, this which Rashi says, lo mishkach asla. Lo mishkach asla. Tiny, tiny Ganif. Chayr is not true. A shayel could also become part of Tanya Tanya's Ganif. In a case of Baal of Imai, you could get off the hook by Tanya Tanya's Ganif. Baal of Imai doesn't have to be in the same room. Remember, if he works for me in my factory in Jersey and I borrow something in New York City, it's still Baal of Imai. He doesn't have to be with the Andra. If he works for me at the time I borrow it, then that's Baal of Imai. So it comes out that L'chayr, Rashi said, it's L'chayr, 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 is not true. Huh? Yeah. But if it's stolen, I have to give it back. No, but by Baal Vimah, you're potter on Gedev. If the Baal were working for you, it's a Gzeres HaKosev. If the Baal were working for you, you're potter from everything. Shayel, there's Shay in that. But anything that happens. What the shvua he makes that as he swear, he's going to swear nignus. Why? You're probably right, but why?
I remember that all.
Yeah. You don't swear nignus because who cares about it? In the Bible of Ema, who cares? Nignus, never. Just in the shade of a shusi. It's a shushim shusi, he'll make. What?
And he's Slavichai also neighbor.
So Slavichai, so that's the kasha. That's the kasha on Rashi. However, there is a tesis on Nunzayin on the base that says a shoyel with Baal of Imai, that Tainis Ganiv, does not have a din Ganiv. That's the tesis says, Taisi Bel Maslav HaShoyel. And Nunzayin on the base, tesis says that. That Tain Tainis Ganiv is off the hook. And, sorry, Dibra Maslan Nimsa, Nimsa Shemasav Mishalim. Taisa says you're off the hook. Tain Tainis Ganiv is not a Ganiv. And the Shita Mukubesis is Mazma, the reason. Because really what we were saying, that if you borrow something, and it's by Levimai, and you tie the Nignav, your Ptur isn't because you tied a Nignav. It doesn't matter if you say nignav or nenas or nevad. It doesn't matter what you say. The Torah is not, because I said it was stolen, that's a way of getting off the hook. Baal Avima, you're potter, because you're saying nevad, and it's Baal Avima. I don't have it anymore, and it's Baal Avima, I'm potter. So, Tosfos Shita is that Tosfos Shita is gone by Shoyel can never happen. Because Baal Avima, your time tied is gone, if you don't have it, then gone. So it seems Rashi holds like that person.
And then when
it turns out, you have to give it back. But it's not Chayav Kevel. To say Tanitan of Ganav has a Din Ganav, and they have to pay Kevel, and to their Kaaf, that he doesn't have a Din Ganav. That's what Tosfos Shita holds, so the Rishonim argue. But at least we understand our Rashi. We have a sheet to attach Rashi to. Like Tosfos, Stomach has to swear. He does have to swear. But as far as being time time is kind of Kiganis to pay kefil, that's the reboot. He time is kind of Kiganis because he pays kefil just like a Kiganis. So we're talking about Yisrael. So he's happy after swear.
And he's. It's
only one time. It's only one time. Sayyid on Kefil.
He's the only one who's
going to
swear.
Oh,
he's
the
same thing.
He's the same thing. He's the same thing. So you're saying he doesn't swear in Lignav. He's not sure he does swear in Lignav, otherwise, he's not going to finish. Okay, so the Gemara answers. Why does he say it twice? There are many nafkuminas in halacha. It's not just an arbitrary thing. There are differences between mamon that you came to your hands by heter and mamon that came to your hands by iser. Even later, lagavi ganevis. So since there are nafkuminas, that's why it applies. Gemara Hey Amid Aleph starts with Adam Zaymim in the Mamainahu listening. Gemara starts with the statement that Edom Zaymimin is Mamin, let it say it. I'm not sure, Tap Rashi, what Rashi means, why Edom Zaymimin is Mamin. You learned the Rashi, I had a hard time, maybe today I won't be so tired, I learned it again, it'll make sense to me. I didn't understand the Tap Rashi, and I looked around, I looked in the back, I didn't see somebody who should be merit to explain what Rashi means in the Tap Rashi. So we're going to have to get to that. And okay, we'll spend a little bit of time in Edom Zaymim maybe tomorrow.